اللهم اجعل في قلبي نورا وفي لساني نورا وفي سمعي نورا. أذن في الناس بالحج يأتوك رجالا وعلى كل ضامر يأتين من كل فج عميق.
الحمد لله رب العالمين، والصلاة والسلام على أشرف المرسلين نبينا محمد وعلى آله وصحبه أجمعين. The pillar of Islam, the Hajj, is the mother of all acts of worship, if it's correct to say that. Why? Because every single act of worship that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala ordered and the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam in his authentic sunnah, he would find it, the person in Hajj is practicing it some way or the other. Whether it's fasting, whether it's the salah, the dhikr, and you add to that the pillar of Islam, which is Hajj. The most important act of worship that is very clear throughout the days of Hajj is the Tawheed of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The oneness of worship of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. It is the practical understanding, and you would find that La ilaha illallah in practical manners is being established in the rituals of Hajj from the beginning to the end. And we see that clearly in the verses in the Quran, in any act of worship, and also especially in the acts of Hajj. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says in the Quran with regarding to the verses of Hajj, وَلِلَّهِ عَلَى النَّاسِ حِجُّ الْبَيْتِ مَنِ اسْتَطَاعَ إِلَيْهِ سَبِيلًا وَمَنْ كَفَرَ فَإِنَّ اللَّهَ غَنِيٌّ عَنِ الْعَالَمِينَ. Which means, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala made it an obligation unto the people, unto mankind, Hajj, pilgrimage, to go to the house of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in Mecca, for those who are capable of doing so. And whoever denies or worship other than Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala or disbelieves in this obligation that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala made it obligatory on the people, then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is the most rich from all mankind and jinn and whatever that exists. In this verse we see clearly that the pilgrimage or hajj is not something that is man-made. It's not something that people would get together for the sake of unity or for them to get to know one another. It's for the sake of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is to establish the deen of Islam, to establish La ilaha illallah Muhammadur Rasulullah. La ilaha illallah, which means that there is no one worthy of worship except Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, you would see it clearly once the person would practice the acts of Hajj and from this verse. From the moment that a Muslim would put his ihram and become in the state of al-ihram, he is clearly saying it with his own tongue, with his acts of worship and the rituals of Hajj, he would proclaim La ilaha illallah Muhammadur Rasulullah, the oneness of worship of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. When a Muslim would say Labbaik Allahumma Labbaik, that means here I am, O Allah, here I am, coming to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, submitting oneself to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and he would say Inna alhamda wa ni'mata laka wal mulk la sharika lak, that all the praise and all the bounties are from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, no one is worthy of worship except you. This is by itself a clear statement that explains the meaning of La ilaha illallah. Oneness of worship of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that we see clearly in Hajj, in the three categories of the meanings of At-Tawheed, or the oneness of worship of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. In the Lordship of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is the Rabb, that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is the Creator, that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is the Sustainer, the one that is in His hands life and death. And people, those who go for Hajj, they would proclaim these facts clearly in their actions and what they say. And when they say لبيك اللهم لبيك لبيك لا شريك لك لبيك إن الحمد والنعمة لك والملك, everything is owned by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. All the praises to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, all the bounties on the face of earth and all that exists is owned by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So the person going for Hajj, leaving behind everything that he owns, even the clothing that people would compete with one another that shows the status of one person versus the other, everyone wearing the same two pieces of clothing with regarding to the men, and they say the same thing, and they go from one place to the other to establish the first pillar of Islam, and that is La ilaha illallah Muhammadur Rasulullah. We see the first type of tawheed in which the people would proclaim clearly that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is the owner of all things. And as a result of that, the second type of a tawheed, which is the reason why Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala created the heavens and the earth, the reason why the messengers were sent, to call the people to what? To the worship of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala alone, and that is Tawheed al-Ubudiyya or Tawheed al-Uluhiyya, that the only one to be worshipped is Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Why do the people go to Hajj? Accepting the orders of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, submitting themselves, seeking the rewards of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala alone. The pagans, before the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, they would do still the rituals of Hajj, following some of the things that Ibrahim alayhi salam, that had taught them from the revelation from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, but they added in it acts of shirk, associating partners with Allah. They had idols, they would remember other than Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, they would turn to other than Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala made the Hajj an obligation, and it stayed in the same way that Ibrahim alayhi salam did, and many of the messengers, as the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, they did the Hajj to proclaim this fact, the oneness of worship of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, that there is no one worthy of worship except Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, that people would make their salah, would make the rituals of Hajj, seeking the pleasure of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala alone, not turning to any idols, not turning to any of the creation of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And this is, we see clearly in this verse, وَلِلَّهِ عَلَى النَّاسِ. It starts even with the name of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, وَلِلَّهِ, to show that it's only to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, for the sake of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala alone. And you would see also the third type of the tawheed in the names and attributes of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We would see it also in this verse, وَلِلَّهِ عَلَى النَّاسِ حِجُّ الْبَيْتِ مَنِ اسْتَطَاعَ إِلَيْهِ سَبِيلًا وَمَنْ كَفَرَ فَإِنَّ اللَّهَ غَنِيٌّ عَنِ الْعَالَمِينَ. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala غني. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is the most rich, one of the attributes of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, one of the names of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, that He is the most rich. That all of these people that come from all over the world, when they come for the sake of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, making dua and making supplication and dhikr and ibadah and leaving their wealth and their family behind them, and coming on in the same place and invoking Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, all of that would not benefit Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The one that would be benefited is the human being himself. And that's why Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is reminding the believers with one of the oneness of worship of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in His names and attributes, that He is Al-Ghani. He is the most rich subhanahu wa ta'ala, that the human being are the ones that are in need of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is the most rich. This by itself should make the one that is going for Hajj, and those who are not in Hajj, they would have the richness when they are close to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. That the believers, they do not need no one but Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. He is the only one that they need. He is the only one that they seek help from, and they seek the pleasure from, is Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. It's even something that Ibn al-Qayyim rahimahullah, he mentioned in one of his books, explaining that this attribute of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, that He is al-Ghani, that He is the most rich subhanahu wa ta'ala, that would make the believers always independent of others. They depend only on Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. It is enough happiness and pleasure in the heart of a believer that when he remembered that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the most rich, remembered him that he had ordained for such a slave of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to be guided to go for Hajj, to be guided to worship Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala alone, that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala remembered him and have written for him his destiny and his provisions, and what he would eat and what not, and when he is going to live and when he is going to die. All of that brings the honor in the life of a believer, and one is the most important and the most virtuous bounty from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is the bounty to be guided. To be guided to follow the path of the messengers of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the way of Abraham alayhi salam, the one that gave the name of the Muslims to the Muslims, those who submit themselves to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So we see in that one verse only how the Muslim would perfect the three types of Tawheed, and that is the oneness of worship of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the oneness of lordship of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and the oneness of the names and attributes of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. If we go through the rituals of Hajj, we see that clearly. Only one that we worship, and the only one that we follow is Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said in the authentic hadith, خُذُوا عَنِّي مَنَاسِكَكُمْ, that take from me your manasik, or the rituals of Hajj. How do we do and perform Hajj? It's not based on our own desires, or what makes sense, or opinions, or whatever there is. It's nothing but the orders of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala revealed to the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And the believers, the companions of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, they took the example of the Prophet alayhi salatu wa sallam in every stage of the Hajj. Why do we throw the tadbirs in such a way? Why this day and not another day? What is the significance of the clothing of al-ihram? All of that, whether we know the wisdom behind it or whether we don't know the wisdom behind it, it's nothing but to be followers, followers of the Prophet عليه الصلاة والسلام, which is another act of oneness, oneness of al-ittiba', oneness of following the Prophet عليه الصلاة والسلام. So that's why the journey of Hajj is a clear practice to the believers, so that they come back from the journey of Hajj with the pillar of Islam being perfected. That the only one that we worship is Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The only one that we follow is Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. In other ways of life, you would find people asking questions. Why this is halal? Why this is haram? And they would sometimes put their own intellect before the orders of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. In Hajj, when they go, you won't find people asking why. Why we're going to Muzdalifah? Why we're going to Mina? Why we're making tawaf 7 times? Why, and so on and so forth? The answer to this is, there's no answer except to be a slave of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. There's a wisdom, definitely, but we don't know the wisdom of everything in acts of worship. Just to be obedient slaves to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, to establish La ilaha illallah Muhammadur Rasulullah, the oneness of worship of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, to invoke no one but Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, to turn to no one but the creator of the heavens and the earth, and to follow Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to make us benefit from the verses of the Quran, and to guide us to perform the act of worship the way that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will be pleased with us. Wa sallallahu wa sallam wa baraka ala Muhammadin wa ala alihi wa sahbihi wa sallam. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.